Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship today. Please join me now as we fellowship together in God's presence.
Welcome. We've gathered together just to praise the Lord. Remember the words of the doxology? Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Our Father, our hearts are full of praise and gratitude, because while we were still estranged from you by our choices and rebellion, you loved us and built a human bridge to us with the life of your very own Son. Thank you that we can never drift from your presence, that if we ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there, your hand will guide us and your strength support us. Thank you for your persistent love. Thank you for the family of God, who lift us when we fall, encourage us when we're weak, and rejoice when we conquer. Thank you for the earth and nature, the beauty that reminds us of your awesome creativity and our responsibility to protect it. Thank you for children who keep wonder and hope in our lives. Thank you for your word, the Bible, that speaks to us fresh every morning with living truth and ageless wisdom. It is a light to our path in a dark world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our hearts are so full of praise for what you have done, for what you will do here, and for what you are.
About his mighty deeds, for he has won a mighty victory by his power and holiness. He has announced this victory to every nation by fulfilling his promise to be kind to Israel. The whole earth has seen God's salvation of his people.
That is why the earth breaks out in praise to God and sings for utter joy. Join us. Sing your praises accompanied by music from the harp.
Let the cornets and trumpets shout.
Greatness. Praise Him with the tambourines and praise Him with the processional.
Praise Him with stringed instruments.
Publish His glorious acts throughout the earth. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does. Praise Him with horns. Praise Him with cymbals. Yes, with loud clanging cymbals.
Make a joyful symphony before the Lord.
that the whole earth and all those living on it shout glory to the Lord.
Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing it everywhere around the world. Each day, tell someone that He saves.
Let the waves clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord.
Let the trees of the forest rustle in praise. Let all that has life and breath praise the Lord.
Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands for heaven and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Heavenly Father, it has been said that You inhabit the praises of Your people. And in Matthew 18, where two or three are gathered in Your name, there You are in our midst. God, thank You for being here in our presence for this time where we are called together to praise You. You alone are worthy of our praises. Father, we come before You as unworthy vessels. We know that by Your grace and grace alone, You see us clothed in the righteousness of Christ by His blood that cleanses us from all sin. Therefore, and on that basis, Lord, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to You, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen.
So set your mind on Him, and let your praise begin, and the glory of the Lord will fill this place. Praise the Lord. He loves to hear us call upon His name. So set your mind on Him and let your praise begin, and the glory of the Lord will fill this place. Praise the Lord.
of His Holy Spirit. So set your mind on Him and let your praise begin, and the glory of the Lord will fill this place. Praise the Lord.
Give thanks to the Holy One. he's given, Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich, because of what the Lord the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. I love you, Lord, and I want to give thanks. Give thanks.
Give thanks with a
listening to Call to Worship, a listener-supported program. I want to especially thank those of you who support this ministry in prayer as we share the gospel and as we encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we appreciate those of you who invest a few moments to write to us. Your letters are a real blessing. And for those of you who can, we thank God for your generosity and faithful support. When you are led to be a part of God's work here, then your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. And you're always welcome to visit the Call to Worship website, where you can listen to previous programs and see a playlist of songs included in today's program. Thanks again for worshiping with us today.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is your call to worship and praise. The entire Bible, along with the testimonies of God's people over the centuries, makes a case for why we should praise Him. Let's invest these next few moments in His Word, looking at the reason for our praise. Here is the Song of Moses after God delivered Israel from the Egyptians, found in Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord. For He has triumphed gloriously. He has hurled both horse and rider into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. And here Moses instructs the people to worship and praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Him shalt thou serve, and to Him shalt thou cleave, and swear by His name. He is thy praise, and He is thy God, that hath done for thee these great and terrible things which thine eyes have seen. thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now the Lord thy God hath made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. And the psalmist, David, sharing a prayer of Moses in Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. In 2 Samuel 22, and David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord hath delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Here's a short portion of the Thanksgiving Psalm, which David composed and delivered to the chief musician to be sung as the ark entered the tent prepared for it. 1 Chronicles 16, For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering, and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. You may remember how that David was a musician, writing songs and promoting the use of music in praise and worship. Take a listen to Psalm 148. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the skies. Praise him all his angels. Praise him all the armies of heaven. Praise him sun and moon. Praise him all ye twinkling stars. Praise him skies above. Praise him vapors high above the clouds. And from Psalm 150, praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his mighty works. Praise his unequaled greatness. Praise him with a blast of the ram's horn. Praise him with the lyre and harp. Praise him with the tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flutes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with loud clanging cymbals. Almighty God is clearly proclaimed by his creation. Listen to Paul from Romans 1st chapter. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Here are the words of Apostle Paul describing some of the many reasons the people of Israel should praise God. Looking at Romans chapter 9, they are the people of Israel, chosen to be God's adopted children. God revealed his glory to them. He made covenants with them and gave them his law. He gave them the privilege of worshiping him and receiving his wonderful promises. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are their ancestors, and Christ himself was an Israelite, as far as human nature is concerned. And he is God, the one who rules over everything, and is worthy of eternal praise. Amen. Another significant reason we should praise God is for his healing, both physical and spiritual. Listen to the testimony of the beggar from Jericho, found in Luke 18. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind beggar was sitting beside the road. When he heard the noise of a crowd going past, he asked what was happening. They told him that Jesus the Nazarene was going by. So he began shouting, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Be quiet, the people in front of him yelled at him. But he only shouted louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. When Jesus heard him, he stopped and ordered that the man be brought to him. As the man came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," he said, "I want to see." And Jesus said, "All right, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you." Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus, praising God, and all who saw it praised God too. Listen to the lesson found in the account of the 10 lepers. This account found in Luke chapter 17. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, "Praise God!" And he fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." Friends, please catch this fact. If you are a Christian, you have been healed spiritually. And many of us have been healed physically. And some of us experienced God's touch mentally and have His peace in our hearts and minds. Praise Him for His healing, but most of all for His great love shown toward us through the sacrifice of His Son as payment in full for our sin. Let all that has life and breath praise Him.
have sung our praise, worshiped God, testified to His goodness, opened our hearts in humility, and quieted our souls. And in His presence, we have bowed in amazement, not only at the glory of God Himself, but in wonder that He wants to reveal His glory in us. He wants to pour Himself into your need, your weakness, your home and your family, your church, and to fill it all with His glory.
Let your glory fall. We are thirsty, Lord. Hear us as we
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, while we continue to join all that is life and breath in praise to the Lord. Our goal is that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment and write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You'll find more information about us, and you can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry on the website. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before His presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise.
I sang this for 14 years every night with dear friends of mine, and I thought it's a great way to close this night. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died to buy our pardon. An empty grave is there to prove our Savior lives. And because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives, all fear is gone, because I know He holds the future. Just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross the river, and I'll fight life's final war with pain.